Well, this morning we have a guest joining us in our studios. Tammy Jens is in with us this morning, and well, Relay for Life is coming up here in Cass County very soon this Friday, and she's got an important part in an important function of that event too. Tammy, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Always an early wake-up call for folks to zip on in the morning, but we appreciate the effort.
Thank you.
I want to talk a little bit about a tractor ride with the Cass County Relay for Life. This isn't new, but it's something that was added this year again.
Yeah, it's new to me. Barb Beyer did this for a number of years, and last year was the first year, I believe, that she didn't do it, and one of our employees at the plant missed it and came to me and said he would like to help me get it restarted, so we're trying to take over where Barb left off.
Well, that was nice of him to say, hey, I'd like you to help me.
takes people.
It takes folks to organize this.
Yeah.
It seems pretty easy from an outsider to think, oh, I'll just tell guys to show up and we'll just ride tractors. What all's involved?
Well, we sent out flyers to the former participants. Barb had a list for us with addresses and such. We sent that out, letting them know when and where. And we've got lined up a caterer. Hy-Vee is helping us out with rolls and juice in the morning before the tractors take off, and they'll treat them to root beer floats when they get back. So they're all going to show up tomorrow morning. The police will help with traffic, and they go from the fairgrounds to Wyota, Anita. They stop at the state park in Anita for a coffee break, and then they go to Cumberland, where they'll have a catered meal and tour Dan's Welding, and then they come back to Atlantic for the famous root beer floats.
Now, this is all going to be on Friday.
All on Friday. They start at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm not sure what time they'll get done.
Well, it's a slow parade.
It's a slow parade.
They'll get
up 11 mile an hour.
That's right. They get done when they get done.
Yep.
Do you have is that the speed limit or is that a minimum?
That's about what they average, Gary tells me.
Gotcha.
So, and it's about a 58 or 59 mile ride. So
that's a good day. With any luck, there won't be any rain.
Oh, fingers crossed. He said as long as it's not threatening severe weather, they will ride in the rain.
Very good. Where will the tractor riders come from for the most part? Will it be Cass County?
We sent invitations to the surrounding counties, and we've got it listed on some web pages that tractor riders view, and even one of the Omaha radio station web pages. So some of them will come a few hours. I talked with one on Monday morning that told me some riders, they really enjoy it. They'll come a few hours.
They're really enthusiastic about these things.
Yeah, they are. Kind of like the motorcycle riders.
It seems like some of these, well, I was going to say fellas, but it's not always just fellas.
No.
But it seems like some of these folks do this almost every weekend.
Yeah. The gentleman I talked to on Monday said his tractor is one that his grandfather was the original owner. So sometimes there's some history behind their tractor, or they've built it themselves, or they really enjoy it.
Kind of like people that own those great cars that go to car shows all the time.
The cars, the motorcycles, everybody's got something they love.
Shine it up, take it out for a spin, and make sure you get a chance to brag about it a little bit.
Yep, meet with like-minded people.
Do you anticipate, because you've got a few stops built in here, do you anticipate seeing a few crowds stop on by to take a look?
We hope so. In fact, they're going to go through the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab parking lot. So that the residents there can see the old tractors. I'm sure it'll bring back memories for a lot of those older people. And they'll take a spin around the campgrounds when they're in Anita. Hopefully some people will come out and see them in Cumberland while they're there.
You bet. How'd you pick out the locations and the route for this?
Gary did all that. Gary picked out the route. I'm just his admin assistant.
You take care of all the other business there. Very good. Now, it's a tractor ride to benefit the American Red Cross as part of the Relay for Life effort.
American Cancer Society.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah, those groups all do such great work. But
right.
Yeah, the American Cancer Society working with the Relay for Life now. So how will you raise money then toward that effort as part of the tractor ride?
The tractor riders are asked to make a suggested donation of $25, and for that they get a event t-shirt, and you know, all their snacks are included in the ride. So
wow, so you have t-shirts too for them?
They'll get the same t-shirt that the rest of the team participants
get. Gotcha. Very good.
Yep.
I was gonna say, because it seems like that's a lot of work to put together since this thing kind of came together late.
Yeah. Carol knew when she turned in the t-shirt order that we were going to do this, and they estimated what shirts we would need based on prior year's tractor rides, and
worked it out.
We've got boxes of shirts, and we'll be at the fairgrounds handing them out.
Well, very good. So now, folks will be meeting at the Cass County Fairgrounds, and
yeah.
What time will they start to meet there?
I believe Gary wants to have the safety meeting about 8 o'clock and then take off shortly after that.
So they just need to make sure that they're there and ready to go by 8 o'clock.
Unload tractors, park trailers down by the tennis court and unload tractors, and then they'll gather up by the community building. And they're going, because of the 10th Street construction, they're going to use Sunnyside Lane to get up to 22nd.
Okay.
And get across town that way.
Excellent. All right, I was going to say, because you never know with road construction season, too, how that's all going to work out. But
yeah, that kind of was a fly in the ointment, but we're getting around it.
Yeah. Well, you work through it all.
Right.
Now, and you mentioned you're going to have a little coffee break over at Lake Anita State Park. Gee, that's a tough place to sit and relax, isn't it?
Yeah. They'll take a little break and visit a little.
Yeah, very good. And then Dan's Welding is going to host the luncheon down there?
Dan's Welding is giving them a tour after they have lunch.
Oh, excellent.
Messina Bar and Grill is catering the lunch.
Okay.
So, at the park.
Very good. Was it tough to get them involved?
It was very short notice. I was very glad they could help us out.
Yeah. Well, it is sometimes difficult and to do these things with a short notice like that. You're asking an awful lot of people, and it's great when they want to help out. Of course, it's easy when you have this type of an effort. I mean, when they know what the money's going to go for.
Yeah, it really is a good cause, I think. I got involved because of the statistics that 1 in 2 men and 1 in 3 women will hear the diagnosis you have cancer in their lifetime, and that's a lot of people.
Yes, it absolutely is.
It seems like every week we hear of another person, who's been diagnosed.
Yeah. But, the neat thing is we're hearing a lot more success stories these days, a lot more cancer survivors than we used to.
Yeah, the survivors are overwhelming. The first time I went to Relay, I was really amazed, and I think that anyone who hasn't attended Relay should come up on Friday night and cheer on the survivors as they take their victory lap.
Oh, sure. Is there any kind of a cancer history in your family?
My family's been very fortunate and had only one cancer incident.
Well, that's very fortunate, and let's keep it that way through the effort then, too. You just never know for sure how things are going to play out. That's why we continue to raise awareness and do the educational efforts and, of course, raise funds, too, for research.
But,
anyway, let's get back to the tractor ride then. So they're going to hit Dan's Welding after that. They're going to make a nice little loop around and come back up here to Atlantic because, that's where their trailers are. Got to finish out somewhere close to home. Hy-Vee's going to get them watered down with some root beer floats and get them satisfied there and move them on. Do folks have to register ahead of time to do this?
They can register ahead of time by calling myself or Gary, and or they can just show up at the event.
Okay. Telephone numbers?
312-243-3393 or 712-250-3444.
Okay, that's easy enough. Now, if they missed any of the information, you mentioned you've got flyers around.
And it's on your website.
Yep, and I saw that it was on the Cass County Relay for Life Facebook page as well.
Yep.
Very good.
That's
okay.
True.
So they can find all of that information online if they need any more, or, of course, call those telephone numbers. Or just pop in. You won't turn anybody away if they show up, will you?
No, we will not turn anyone away.
Okay. I mean, it's nice to have an idea of some numbers and things, but if somebody really wants to participate, you're not going to say
show up.
Very good.
Just show up.
All right. Well, these are kind of fun. You get all kinds of tractors, all kinds of different looks, colors, sizes.
Right. I'm excited to see the tractors myself.
Speeds?
Yeah.
You never know.
You can only go as slow as as fast as the slowest guy once you get in a parade like that.
I always hear from guys that they say they try to give a hard time to the guys who show up in covered tractors.
Oh, I suppose. That's,
no fair being shielded from the elements. You got to be out there, huh?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, it's a lot of fun to see all the different types of machinery that they have. And still in great working order, too.
Yeah, that takes some effort.
Yeah, I've seen an awful lot of cars. There are a lot more late model than that don't run anymore.
Right.
Yeah, they do a lot of work put in those things. So, again, the minimum suggested donation to participate, $25, which is pretty inexpensive to be able to do this. With all the things you're going to get, the T-shirt, the lunch, the coffee and rolls beforehand, the root beer floats afterward, there's a lot involved. Plus,
it's a great cause.
Plus plenty of camaraderie to be able to get out that day and have some fun. So get on out and support those folks if you can on this Friday, June 19th, and get out and support the overall effort, the Relay for Life effort going on here at the Atlantic High School Track and Field Complex this Friday night as well. So plenty of things going on all throughout the day. Hope you get a chance to support. Tammy, thanks so much for coming in, and thanks for picking up the ball and running with it here. I know Barb did a great job with that for a number of years with her group, and it's a lot of work, and glad to see it back.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for promoting it.